Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
FM 100.9.
This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Exactly what is Whitaker's Market? Well, it's a little hard to classify, but if you picture combining a bulk food store with a discount grocery store, stir in some organic food co-op, and a big dip of old-fashioned general store, you get the idea. It's a store where you bring home more groceries than you thought you could afford, but spend less than you planned. Come on in. It's a great day to shop at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays and 9 to 3 Saturdays.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The future of U.S. aid for Ukraine now very much uncertain after the Oval Office meeting Friday that devolved into an argument between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky.
With us, you start having
cards.
Right now, you don't have your playing cards.
Mr. President.
You're playing cards.
Serious.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
You think
you're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III.
Vice President J.D. Vance also called Zelensky disrespectful. The argument led to the abandonment of a deal that gives the U.S. access to Ukrainian mineral rights. President Trump later told reporters he doubted Zelensky was ready to make peace. The Ukrainian leader told Fox the public argument was not good for both sides. Government workers got another email directed by the Department of Government Efficiency requiring them to list five accomplishments. And Pope Francis suffered a health setback, a coughing fit in the hospital that triggered a worsening of his respiratory condition. This is ABC News. Customs and Border Protection agents are not just working at the northern and southern borders. They're also screening incoming packages. Chief CBP Officer Nadia Varela, part of a team at Chicago's O'Hare International Processing Center, says they found a number of gun components from overseas that were ready to flood Chicago.
Over the last fiscal year, we've seen an uptick in the interception of Glock switches, auto sears, silencers, all types of contraband coming from China and Hong Kong.
Convicted murderer will not be put to death in Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey's commuted the death sentence for Robin Myers to life in prison. Ivey said she's not convinced that Myers is innocent, but had enough doubts about guilt in a 1994 murder that she cannot move forward with an execution. Myers has long maintained his innocence. Governor's decision comes a week after the state Supreme Court granted a request from the attorney general to use nitrogen gas for the execution. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9. We'd like to let you know that phone line disruptions and outages continue at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and at the Ithaca School District. Community members may receive a message that states this call cannot be completed as dialed, or the line will simply continue to ring, but it does not ring at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and Ithaca Schools. They have alerted their telephone service provider and they're working to resolve the issue. Further updates will be provided as they become available. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we are looking at some chilly conditions for this weekend, but high pressure building in will bring us dry weather and quite a bit of sunshine. The winds will be lighter tomorrow as well. Mild and moist air will flow back into the area early next week in advance of a large low pressure system coming out of the Rockies and Central Plains. This system will likely bring us a soaking rain as we get into Tuesday. Could see upwards of a half to three-quarter inch rainfall. And as some colder air slips in Tuesday night and Wednesday, it may transition over to wet snow, with several inches certainly not out of the question in our area. Some strong winds on Wednesday as well, so traveling could be difficult if that snow materializes. Otherwise, temperatures look a little cool for the rest of next week. It'll be seasonal at least. Might be another weather system impacting us by next Friday. Here's that forecast for today. Just a slight chance of a flurry around daybreak. Otherwise, partly cloudy, breezy, and chilly with highs in the upper 20s. Northwest wind between 8 and 17. Mainly clear tonight, dropping down to 10 degrees with light winds. Mostly sunny and pretty nice tomorrow, high in the upper 30s. West to southwest wind 3 to 9. On Monday, mostly cloudy and warmer, low 23 with a high of 48. A few areas of drizzle or light rain are possible. Tuesday, gloomy with soaking rain, low 35 with a high of 50. The rain may mix with some snow very late Tuesday night. Wednesday, windy with a mix of rain and snow turning to all snow. A few inches of snow accumulation are possible. Low 31, high 38. Thursday, partly sunny, low 21, high near 38. And Friday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of light snow, low 23 with a high of 38. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We have a new morning low. We're at 18 degrees with a few light flurries in the area, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.08. The high yesterday, 52. The record high, 64 back in 1992. The record low, it was cold, 20 below in 1962. 1 year ago, 51 the high, 33 the low. We will have sunrise this morning at 6:38, sunset at 5:50 tonight, Sunday sunrise at 6:37. We have a light wind, east-northeast between 2 and 5 miles per hour, and as mentioned, just a trace of precipitation. The high yesterday was 52. Our current temperatures, the morning low, with light flurries, we're at 18 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Napa Know How!
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, the filter tool and sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know How.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. The Ithaca girls basketball team traveled to Schulzburg on Friday night for Level 2 WIAA playoff action, and Phil Nee was there.
The Ithaca girls basketball team saw its season end with a 55-31 loss at Shelbsburg Friday night. The Bulldogs struggled in the first half against the Miners' full-court press. By halftime, the score was 29-5. Ithaca came out stronger in the second half and played much improved. Down by 32 at one point, the Bulldogs got within 17 with 9 minutes to play, but could get no closer. Shelbsburg freshman Haley Ault led all scorers with 21. Senior Taylor Russell added 10. Ault hit three of the team's three-point shots. The Miners were 8 for 15 from the line. Ithaca was paced by sophomore J.C. Maxwell with 12. Tristan Peterson added 8. Holly King scored 5. Brooklyn Dickey and Maggie Kirshner each had 3 points. The Bulldogs made 3 three-pointers and went 8 for 13 from the free throw line. The Bulldogs' final season record, 14-11. Following the 55-31 WIAA regional semifinal win, the Miners are now 19-7. They will play host to River Ridge tonight at 7 o'clock in the regional championship game. For Ithaca, the high school basketball careers of seniors Maggie Kirshner, Holly King, and Tristan Peterson came to an end. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other Division 5 finals from last night. Kickapoo over Cochran Fountain City, 57-52. Barneveld ended Potosi-Cassville season 66-31. Blair Taylor, 61, Cashton, 43. River Ridge upsetting Wazika Steuben by 10, 43-33. Oliva Strum holds serve against Hillsborough, 42-25. It was Belmont with a 48-42 win over Blackhawk, and Alma Pepin upsetting number one Independence Gilmanton, 69-27. Division 4 Mineral Point, a 55-37 win over Lancaster. It was Belleville 45, Darlington 36. Cuba City, a 90-33 win over Parkview. Argyle Pecatonica over New Glarus, 67-57. In Division 3, River Valley season came to an end at the hands of Prairie du Chien, 62-48. Elk Mound, 69, Viroqua, 30. Wisconsin Dells picked up a 60-25 win over Black River Falls. Platteville season continues. They defeated Broadhead, 77-41. Bloomer, 58, Arcadia, 51. And Altoona over number 3, Mauston, 53-44. Division 2, we see number 1 West Salem, no trouble with Toma, 70-32. La Crosse Central, a 56-54 win over Reedsburg. Onalaska, 45, Sauk Prairie, 43. And DeForest down Sparta, 49-39. Your Saturday outlook, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool, a high of 28. Mainly clear, colder tonight, a low near 10. Mostly sunny and fairly nice on Sunday with a high of 38. Monday, we warm up to 48 with areas of light drizzle or rain. A soaking rain Tuesday, but a high of 50. And we may see a few inches of snow accumulation Wednesday with a wintry mix and a high of 38.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Frida comes, Frida goes. Tells me yes, and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along.
Her daddy is a doctor, mother is a debutante, pillars of society. Living in a mansion somewhere in the country, say she is too good for me. Frida is a rich girl, daddy's little sweet girl, pretty as a sunny day. Frida never does do what she doesn't want to. Frida never has to pay.
Frida comes, Frida goes. Tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. Hey, hey.
of is nature running all around the town. Everybody wants to and everybody tries to, but nobody can hold her down. Rita is a kind of Rita, it's a gentle of her little sexy ways. Rita, what would you do if I said I loved you? Rita, would you run away? Rita, come, Rita, go. Tells me yes and then she tells me no. Rita never stays long. Rita's moving along. When she wants, Rita stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Rita never stays long. Rita's moving along.
Yeah, Frida never stays long. We know she stayed until 6:15 this morning because that's where we're at. The worst floor and home thermometer reading 18 degrees. 6:30 news, weather, and sports. Oh, we have a lot of fun for you today. Here's Sammy and my friend Fred.
He used to handle snakes in church. Perfect hair and a starched white shirt. Now he's got a hold of something. He can't drop like a copperhead. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. He's hanging out in trailers, junk out in the yard, running with people that don't know how to park. Don't let him talk you into buying Sudafed. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. I know somewhere in there is a brother, a brother as gentle as a lamb. But the last time that we saw each other, he was nowhere to be found. He's shaking and baking out on Chisholm Road, but the poison that he's making is eating at his soul. He's lying and he's stealing, 'cause that demon must be fed. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. I know somewhere in there a brother, a brother as gentle as a lamb. But the last time that we saw each other, he was nowhere to be found. He's lost his wife and baby, good job at TBA. Got a mama that enables and an old man that he blames. He's looking like an extra on the walking dead. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. My friend Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins. Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Hey there, this is Albert Sodi from Escanaba in the Moonlight, and I'm here with the Jimmer.
Boom, baby, boom.
You gotta excuse the Jimmer, he was abducted by aliens.
Started out with the spaceship Hooverin.
Well, I want to invite you up to our hunting shack with me, the Jimmer, and my two sons, Reuben and Remnar. You see, Reuben, he's 35 and he'd never bagged a buck, and this year he's determined he's gonna get one. But strange things keep happening.
Sissinski turned to sap.
Sure did, Jimmer. And voices chanting with euchre cards changing right in our hands. Light shining so bright, the DNR man says he saw God up on the ridge.
And Miss Chevy,
we know that too, Jimmer. Tanks, if you want to know how this all turns out, please come to the City Auditorium on Friday, March 14th, and Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 16th at 2. Just $10 to get in. This is going to be quite a show, I think. This is going to be a good one, too.
Hey folks, John here at Napa, Richland Center in Boscobel. It's perfect time to stock up on filters at unbeatable prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is your chance to save big. We've got great deals on hydraulic oil, greases, and a full line of Milwaukee tools at amazing prices. Stop in today, and as always, we have free popcorn. We appreciate your business and can't wait to see you soon.
Napa know-how.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
I'm sitting fancy free because she wants to go. She's tired of loving me. She told me so. I guess she don't know just how much she means to me. But along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl
I'm setting fancy free. Oh Lord, you just don't know how it hurts to say goodbye. She did her best to stay. I can't say she did not try. I just hope the road she takes leads back to me. So along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world, along with all my dreams, setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl.
Why not take all of me? Can't you see that I'm no good without you? Take my arms, I won't lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry, and I know that I am no good without you. You took part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? I won't lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes to cry, and I know I am no good without you. You took took part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? Why not take all?
It's 6:30 and we're at our new morning low of 17 degrees. Time for a news update brought to you by Computer Connections. Why Connect Wireless? Bringing high-speed internet to rural communities.
Looking for a better mobile experience? Why Connect Wireless has you covered. Keep your favorite phone and number with their Bring Your Own Device plan. Enjoy the speed and reliability of a 5G network without the big carrier hassles, with local support and service tailored for you. Why Connect Wireless delivers the connectivity you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays from 9 until 1. Why Connect Wireless? Local, reliable, and built for you.
With news on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Over this past weekend, an arrest was made after a two-county chase. On Sunday, the Richland Center Police Department was dispatched to a possible domestic disturbance within the city of Richland Center. The suspect was identified as Alexis Moen, 29, of Richland Center. Moen left the residence while the caller was on the phone with Richland County Dispatch. Moen was reported to be very intoxicated and possibly crashed after leaving the home. Moen was located by officers of the police department and Richland County Sheriff's Office, where they attempted to conduct a traffic stop and a pursuit was initiated. During that pursuit, Moen stopped and a high-risk stop was conducted. Moen then began fleeing again, and while attempting to go around a squad car, she crashed into a parked car. The pursuit continued through the city of Richland Center until terminated by the Sheriff's Office. Information was provided to the Grant County Sheriff's Office as she was known to frequent that area. Moen was located by the Boscobel Police Department and another pursuit initiated. Alexis Moen was taken into custody by the Boscobel Police Department and Grant County Sheriff's Office for charges within their county and multiple charges within Richland County. During a search of the vehicle, items of drug paraphernalia were located. 88 Wisconsin farmers are currently waiting on millions of dollars promised to them by the federal government. The Dairy Business Innovation Program gives grants to more than 400 dairy farmers across the nation to allow them to grow. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has frozen those payments. 88 Wisconsin farmers were waiting on $6.5 million. Farmers who are due to get money applied for in 2023 were approved in 2024 and started working on projects like growth or updated technology, knowing they'd be reimbursed. But without the reimbursement, they could be in trouble. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says half of the grant recipients are small farms with fewer than 5 employees. They'll be traveling to Washington, D.C. next week to push for the release of that money. Senator Tammy Baldwin is also asking the USDA to resume the payments that she spearheaded the program. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and some of her colleagues are demanding answers from the Social Security Administration over how much access Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency has. Senator Baldwin has expressed serious concerns over access to personally identifiable information and an apparent disregard for privacy laws, regulations, and procedures. The group is seeking answers on how much access DOGE has, how they're using that information, and how the agency is protecting residents from having their data used improperly. The Wisconsin State Assembly held a hearing on a Republican bill that would require sheriffs to assist in federal immigration enforcement efforts. The bill would require sheriff's office personnel to ask for proof of citizenship or legal status from any individual arrested on felony-level charges and report unverifiable status to federal immigration officials. It also threatens to cut state aid to offices that do not adhere to those requirements. Governor Tony Evers has already said he will not sign the legislation if it advances to his desk. Layoffs are underway at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which includes the National Weather Service. Hundreds of employees have already been let go by the Trump administration, and more layoffs are expected. Some of the workers fired include computer engineers, meteorologists, and researchers, including at the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory, Hurricane Research Division, Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, and division that develops weather models for the United States. The Republican-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court accused the court's liberal majority, all women, of being, quote, driven by their emotions during oral arguments in an abortion rights case. The comments by Brad Schimmel were branded disgusting by the campaign of his Democratic-backed opponent, Susan Crawford. Abortion has been a key issue in the race to be decided on April 1st. Crawford is backed by Planned Parenthood and previously brought a lawsuit to protect abortion rights. Schimmel is anti-abortion. He dismissed criticism of his remarks, which he made in November. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel first reported on them Friday. For falconers who hunt small animals like rabbits and grouse with wild birds of prey, changing Midwest winters are also changing the sport they love. They're contending with snowshoe hares moving north, less persistent snow cover, development of rural areas, agricultural pesticides killing insects at the bottom of the food chain, and warmer winters shortening the necessary cold weather season. But they say continuing the practice connects them to nature and gives them a front row seat to the realities of a warming world. And former Wisconsin State Representative Katrina Shanklin will be the next executive director of Rust Belt Rising. Shanklin worked to increase access to affordable health care in rural areas, and she supported farmers with water quality and conservation. As executive director of Rust Belt Rising, Shanklin will work to train Democrats and provide research and programs to rising leaders in the Midwest.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9. We'd like to let you know that phone line disruptions and outages continue at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and at the Ithaca School District. Community members may receive a message that states this call cannot be completed as dialed, or the line will simply continue to ring, but it does not ring at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and Ithaca Schools. They have alerted their telephone service provider, and they're working to resolve the issue. Further updates will be provided as they become available. Your Saturday outlook, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool, a high of 28. Mainly clear, colder tonight, a low near 10. Mostly sunny and fairly nice on Sunday with a high of 38. Monday, we warm up to 48 with areas of light drizzle or rain. A soaking rain Tuesday, but a high of 50. And we may see a few inches of snow accumulation Wednesday with a wintry mix and a high of 38. Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Teston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th. WRCO-FM Radio Sports brought to you today by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. By the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and they offer interior design services, and by members of the Sports Boosters Club. We'll have a look back at high school girls playoff basketball action. We'll look back at state wrestling and set the stage for the tournament that continues today.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. The Ithaca girls basketball team traveled to Schulzburg on Friday night for Level 2 WIAA playoff action, and Phil Nee was there.
The Ithaca girls basketball team saw its season end with a 55-31 loss at Schulzburg Friday night. The Bulldogs struggled in the first half against the Miners' full court press. By halftime, the score was 29-5. Ithaca came out stronger in the second half and played much improved. Down by 32 at one point, the Bulldogs got within 17 with 9 minutes to play, but could get no closer. Schulzburg freshman Haley Alt led all scorers with 21. Senior Taylor Russell added 10. Alt hit 3 of the team's 3-point shots. The Miners were 8 for 15 from the line. Ithaca was paced by sophomore J.C. Maxwell with 12. Tristan Peterson added 8. Holly King scored 5. Brooklyn Dickey and Maggie Kirshner each had 3 points. The Bulldogs made 3 three-pointers and went 8 for 13 from the free throw line. The Bulldogs' final season record, 14-11. Following the 55-31 WIAA regional semifinal win, the Miners are now 19-7. They will play host to River Ridge tonight at 7 o'clock in the regional championship game. For Ithaca, the high school basketball careers of seniors Maggie Kirshner, Holly King, and Tristan Peterson came to an end. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other Division 5 finals from last night. Kickapoo over Cochran Fountain City, 57-52. Barneveld ended Potosi-Cassville's season 66-31. Blair Taylor, 61, cashed in 43. River Ridge upsetting Wazika Steuben by 10, 43-33. Oliva Strum holds serve against Hillsboro, 42-25. It was Belmont with a 48-42 win over Blackhawk. And Alma Pepin upsetting number one Independence Gilmanton, 69-29. 27. Division 4, Mineral Point, a 55-37 win over Lancaster. It was Belleville 45, Darlington 36. Cuba City, a 90-33 win over Parkview. Argyle Pecatonica over New Glarus, 67-57. In Division 3, River Valley season came to an end at the hands of Prairie du Chien, 62-48. Elk Mound, 69, Viroqua, 30. Wisconsin Dells picked up a 60-25 win over Black River Falls. Platteville season continues. They defeated Broadhead, 77-41. Bloomer, 58, Arcadia, 51. And Altoona over number 3, Mauston, 53-44. Division 2, we see number 1 West Salem, no trouble with Toma, 70-32. La Crosse Central, a 56-54 win over Reedsburg. Onalaska, 45, Sauk Prairie, 43. And DeForest down Sparta, 49-39.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
The 82nd Annual Boys State Individual Wrestling Tournament and 4th Annual Girls State Wrestling Tournament continues at the Kohl Center in Madison. Friday night saw consolation round action and the semifinals in all 4 divisions, boys and girls. Here's how things went for local teams and individuals. For Richland Center, senior Ethan Haiti, after his quarterfinal loss on Thursday evening, bounced back with a 7-0 win over Dane Hodkowitz of Shawano in the consolation round. Today, Ethan will wrestle again against Briar Caves of Lodi. Should he win that match, he will then wrestle for 5th place. Ethan Haiti is a 2-time state place winner who was a runner-up a year ago. Junior Madeline Muller of Richland Center lost her wrestle back and is now out of the tournament. For Ithaca West, and senior Nolan Waldner scored a win in the consolation bracket over Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. Nolan needs one more win and then will wrestle in the 5th place match. Teammate Caden Coleman of Ithaca West lost his wrestle back and is now out of the tournament. The Riverdale Chieftains have had a perfect state tournament. All 3 wrestlers in state won their semifinals on Friday night and will wrestle for state championships. Sophomore Lakota Brewer was a 3-2 winner over Roger Fleege of Aquinas. Junior Brody Meese, a 7-4 victory over Kazen Busson of Partyville. And junior Grant Matthews was a pin winner over Mitchell Boder of Kewaunee. Brewer, Meese, and Matthews will all wrestle for state championships this evening. Taking a look at the unofficial team scores, Riverdale is now 5th out of the 48 Division III teams and 7th overall. In fact, in those Division III standings, number 1 is Iowa Grand Highland. Mineral Point is 4th, 1 point ahead of 5th place Riverdale. Only Kaukauna and Evansville and the other 2 boys' divisions are ahead of those teams in the standings. Mineral Point will have 2 wrestling for state titles tonight, defending champion Kate Rule and 3-time runner-up Rowan Carey. Plus, Delia Collins goes for a state title for the Mineral Point girls. Wrestling for 3rd this evening, Memphis Burkhalter of the Pointers. In wrestleback activity are both Jacob Dannenberg for the boys and Emily Heisner for the Mineral Point girls. Iowa Grand Highland will have 3 wrestling for state titles this evening, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Bodie Brockhoff, while Gavin Hinderman wrestles for 3rd, and Brock Hinderman is 1 win away for wrestling for 5th place for Iowa Grand Highland. Other results from Friday's action at the Kohl Center: for North Crawford Seneca, sophomore Frankie Groom lost her semifinal to top-ranked and defending state champion Lily Banks of Menasha. Frankie Groom now wrestles for 3rd place, while Jaron Grimslid and Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca both won their wrestleback matches. They need one more win, and then we'll wrestle for 5th place this afternoon. Also wrestling for state championships tonight, From the area, Tristan Stelt of Fenimore, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Colton Koss of Gail Ettrick Tremple of Melrose Mindoro, and Blake Endres of Belleville Monticello New Glarus. Dodgeville has two wrestlers in the state finals tonight, sophomore Shane Rashan, a defending state titleist, and two-time champion Hakan Peterson goes for his third. Pecatonica Argyle has two wrestling for state titles, Lucas Orloff and reigning state champion Aiden Grunenfelder. Prairie du Chien also has two in the state finals, upperweights Blake Terry and Jack Simmons. And Evansville has three going for championships, freshman Colton Bullig, sophomore Colin Fry, and three-time state champion Danny Heiser will be looking for his fourth state title. Also looking for his fourth title tonight is Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph. While in Friday night girls semifinal action, three-time champion Haley Krieger of New London was defeated in her bid to win that match and become the state's first four-time girls wrestling champion. Two other state champions were knocked off last night in the girls' tournament, Harlow Skenendor of Pulaski and Madison Burns of Ashland, while former champion Syriana Reinwald of Horicon also was defeated. In Division I, reigning state champion Carter Freeman of Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln lost his quarterfinal on Thursday night and is now in the wrestlebacks for Wisconsin Rapids. Area wrestlers in the wrestleback round today, in addition to Ethan Hady of Richland Center, Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston, Jaron Grimslid and Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca, Jacob Dannenberg and Emily Heisner of Mineral Point still wrestling, Brock Kinderman of Iowa Grant Highland, both Rhett Spurley and Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk, Carson Bassett and Dalton Wolf of Fenimore, also William Cradoville and Nolan Hankey of Lancaster, Mason Hurd and Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, and Chloe LaRue, Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, still wrestling in the consolation round. Area wrestlers who saw their state tournament end on Friday include Madeline Muller of Richland Center, Lexi Lathrop of Boscobel-Wazika-Steuben, Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, for Mineral Point, Liam Carey, Elliot Kite, Sammy Springer, and Emmett Collins all saw their tournament come to a close. Cashton's Parker Milsna bowed out on Friday, as did Brendan Rick of Royal One Ewok Center, Clayton Geyer of Westby, Nolan Wolf of Lancaster, Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore, and three wrestlers from Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, Evan Curtis, Bryce Buxton, and Landon Bush. Wrestling continues in consolation round action today at the Cole Center at 10 o'clock this morning. One round of consolation matches. The winners wrestle for fifth, and then the third place matches will go as well in the morning session, session number four at the Cole Center. The championship session begins with the parade of champions at 5:30 this evening. Reporting from Madison for Kirk Lair, Pat Mahoney, Troy Clary, and David Wormand for WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers, search Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity. Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia.
Been a Joanne Krulot sighting. She's fueling up on cheese balls and cafe mocha, which means she'll be ready at 7:45 for your local news update. In about 20 minutes, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. And 7 o'clock, ABC News right around the corner. But first of all, yeah, this is kind of how I feel sometimes. My life just doesn't go right. Just got to say, gang me. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
Well, here I sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14 having 27 cents. Well, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say a rose is red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so's maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with